Good morning, good morning. That was Blondie with Ripper to Shreds. It is Thursday, March 16th, 2017. Today is the 51st anniversary of Neil Armstrong's first space flight as the pilot and commander of Gemini 8. It's the 46th birthday of actor Alan Tudyk, known for his roles in Firefly, Rogue One, and I, Robot, a movie that is not great, but he performs marvelously in. I would say he makes the movie as the voice of the anthropomorphic robot. You'll notice two of those roles are roles for an anthropomorphic robot, so maybe he's being typecast at this point. Who knows? Actually, wait, one of those robots is... I don't know if he's a pilot. No, he's not a pilot. At one point, he pilots a ship, and his role in Firefly is the pilot. I don't know. He's just, at this point, he's just Alan Tudyk from Firefly. I think that's why people hire him. But anyway, his role as Sonny in iRobot is fantastic. Makes the whole movie. Will Smith is great, but it's not a good movie for him. But Alan Tudyk is Sonny. That's almost Oscar-worthy. If they gave Oscars for voice acting, I don't know if that counts. Anyway, and something I'm looking forward to, again, I didn't really have anything for this one. I really should change up the format for these three facts. I don't really have anything. I'm looking forward to sleeping in approximately an hour, so we'll see where that gets me. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is the Astro Hour, and we've got music coming up. My original idea for this playlist today was just going to be songs that I normally can't play, so like really long songs. And I have one of those in there, but I couldn't come up with like a cohesive enough set for that. So here are just some songs that I've been listening to a lot and songs that go well with them. Here is Fleetwood Mac again. Fleetwood Mac.
Do. What's up, guys? You are now listening to Car Seat Headrest.
That was Car Seat Headrest with Fill in the Blank. Before that was Pluto versus Neptune. But one of my favorite bands ever, Driftless Pony Club. It's amazing. Look them up. They're great. Listen to them. They deserve more fans than they have. And before that was Secondhand News, the opening track off of Rumors by Fleetwood Mac. An amazing album that one day I will release a cover EP of under the name of Fleetwood Zach. Possibly Fleetwood Zach Presents Gossip. We're going to see. No one steal that. That's not copyrighted, but please be kind to me and don't steal it. So it's cold out. Terrible weather over the past couple of days. I have hated almost every minute of it. No, I've hated it. I retract my retraction. I pretty much hated it. There were some moments of peace at some points. That is about as much credit as I'll give it. There were some moments where I was outside and I was cold, but I was like, I am content being cold. This is fine. I'm uncomfortable, but I'm content being uncomfortable. But anyway, these are three songs that connect relatively to that. In case you haven't noticed, I do all these songs in sets of three, because I feel like three is a great number. And it's a good length. It makes up about 10 minutes. I know you care so much about my thinking. Also, apparently Weezer released a new track, the first single off of their new album. So while this set is playing, I'm going to play that. And if it's great, I'm going to play it. And if it's not, I'm not. But I haven't heard it, so I'm going to test it out. This is quality control, folks. This is quality control. Here's the Go-Go's.
can't feel them working anymore. So pour them all right down the sink.
That was Weezer with Feels Like Summer, their first single off their as-of-yet-untitled 11th album. Weezer's always been weird because they're just constantly changing their style but then going back to the same thing again and again. That's why I've liked their last two albums quite a bit, is because it really does harken back to their early stuff, which is my favorite form of Weezer. But that's great. Like, that track was so good. I loved it. It kind of threw off the theme of those three, but let's be honest, there was really no theme in there anyway. I just wanted to play the Go-Go's, and I wanted to play Sleazy Bed Track because I love it. By the way, those songs were Vacation by the Go-Go's, and before that was Sleazy Bed Track by the Blue Tones, which is a song I discovered off of the Scott Pilgrim vs. the World original motion picture soundtrack, which I think is what I credit it to online. Great song, great scene in that film. Amazing. I love that song. It always reminds me of winter, even though it really has nothing to do with winter. You know, maybe it's just because it's like a cozy song, even though it's not emotionally whatever. It's PSA time. It's 11:30 a.m. This is the Astro Hour on WMFO in Medford. I'm Zach Going. I was looking at PSAs. There's one on Rivendell called the Cold Dog PSA, which I feel like is going to make me really sad, so I'm not going to do that one. Instead, I'm going to go back to my favorite from the PSA binder. Here is the Firearms Safety PSA. These are the four rules of gun safety. No matter how you feel about current gun laws, everybody should know the most critical rules about handling of... God, I can't speak today. I got zero sleep and I drank a lot of coffee. Know the most critical rules about handling any firearm. Rule zero, all guns are always loaded. Rule number one, never point a gun at anything you're not willing to destroy. Rule two, keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you have made the decision to shoot. Rule three, be sure of your target and what is beyond it. A public safety message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So, quick comment. In rule number one, when it says destroy, I mean, that's like, I guess that's a good word to choose because you don't know if you're talking about like a person or like a thing, you know, like in that specific context. But it reminds me of like episodes of Power Rangers where they'll always say destroy instead of kill because it's a, you know, children's show. And kill is just a little too harsh for Power Rangers. You know, they never kill anyone in Power Rangers. They destroy them. You know, Rita Repulsa is going to destroy the Power Rangers. Or, what's his name? Rensik is going to destroy Time Force, you know? They're never going to kill anybody. They don't mean to kill anyone. At most, you get, like, put in one of those little, like, trading card things. And that's, like, your prison forever. I just went to a very, very niche group with that reference just then. And second, just stressing those rules, if you ever see someone with a gun who isn't pointing it at the ground, no matter who they are, that should terrify you because it either means A, they know their stuff and they're about to kill somebody, or B, they don't know how to handle the gun they have, which is arguably more terrifying depending on the situation. Here's one of those long songs that I really want to play on the show. And I'm going to play it on the show right here, right now. Here's one of my favorite songs ever by Television. And it's a long song by Television. Here we go.
I remember. hesitating. Yeah.
That was a long one. That was Television with Marky Moon. I love that song. That's really all I had to say about that. It's just so fantastic. That's like my go-to song. Like, I listened to it last night. I mean, obviously, because I was like given the playlist to listen through. But I'll sometimes just listen to it at night while I'm like getting ready, like to go to bed. Like, I'm like putting all my stuff away, or like I'm walking back and forth, like to the bathroom to like brush my teeth and stuff. You know, it's just like a good like nighttime song because it's so rhythmic, but it has that just like lovely solo in it, you know, that just kind of goes everywhere. I love it. I should have thought of something to say after I played that song. I knew I was going to stop it because I was like, you know, it's been 10 and a half minutes now since that song started. I'm going to need to start saying stuff. Looks like it's getting nicer out. Okay. If you start talking about the weather, it means you've run out of things to talk about. So here's another couple of songs that are in an order. Here we go. It's Robert Johnson.
Early this morning, when you knocked up on my door, on my door, and I said, "Hello, Satan, I believe it's time to go." Me and the devil was walking side by side. We're walking side by side. I'm going to beat my woman until I get satisfied. She said, "You don't see why that I will dog around. Baby, you know you ain't doing me right now." She said, "You don't see why that I be dug around. It must be that old evil spirit so deep down in the ground." Baby, I don't care where you bear my body when I'm dead and gone. You may bear my body, ooh, no, but a highway side. So my old evil spirit can get a greyhound bus and ride.
Your spine is cracking and you hate. explain you this. You wanna get crooked, I'll even give you my fist. You might read from Revelation back to Genesis. You get crooked yourself, then Cam belongs to me. So there ain't no use in bringing no jive to me. Your Southern Cam is mine in the morning. Your Southern Cam belongs to me. You might go uptown, have me arrested, put in jail. Some hot shots got money, gonna pull my bail. As soon as I get out, hit the ground. Southern Cam is worth $1.50 a pound. So they ain't a use in bringing no job to me. Your Southern Cam is mine. Talking about it, your Southern Cam belongs to me. You might take it from the south, baby, hide it up north. Understand you can't rule me or be my boss. Take it from the east, hide it in the west. But when I get a mom, you can't see no rest. So they ain't a use in bringing no job to me. Your Southern Cam is mine. I'm screaming, your Southern Cam belongs to me. To ashes, sand to sand. When I hit your mama, then you feel my hand. Give you a punch through that barbed wire fence. When I hit you, baby, I know I'll make no sense. Ain't no use to bringing no job to me. The Southern Cam is mine, I know it. The Southern Cam belongs to me. Well, now look here, woman, don't get hot. I'm getting me a brick out of my backyard. Ain't no use to bringing no job to me. The Southern Cam. Talking about it, the Southern Cam belongs to me. Well, if I catch you, mama, down in the heart of town, I'm gonna grab me a brick and tell you, can on down. Ain't no use you bringing no jive to me. The Southern Cam is mine, I know it. The Southern Cam belongs to me. You may be death, bed, sickness, baby, graveyard bound. I'm gonna make you moan like a graveyard hound. Now, baby, ain't no use you bringing no jive to me. The Southern Cam is mine, I'm screaming.
You keep moving around like you're uncomfortable. What's the matter, Willie?
Well, I was in an automobile accident last night. It was still shook up. No one got hurt, but it was all jostled up mighty bad. Shake up. Still sore from it, but no one got hurt.
Sugar never tasted so good. Sugar never tasted so good. Sugar never tasted good than me. Yeah. Until her eyes crossed over. Until her mind crossed over. Until her soul fell next to me. Is in your brain has given you quite a sting. Your fingers have become a crane, pulling on these puppet strings. Yeah. That's begun. What a feeling that's begun. What a feeling that's begun. What a feeling that's begun. Is in tasted so good. Water never tasted so good. Water never tasted good to me.
That was the White Stripes with Sugar Never Tasted So Good off their self-titled album. Before that was their cover of Your Southern Can Is Mine, a Blind Willie Johnson song off their album Distile. I think that's how you pronounce it. Before that was the Rolling Stones with Ventilator Blues off Exile on Main Street. And before that was Me and the Devil Blues off off of the complete works of Robert Johnson. There we go. I said that correctly. It was a little bit of a blues set for you. I was feeling in the mood. This has been the Astro Hour. My name is Zach Going. I'll be here next week, as opposed to many other people around here. I'm also probably going to steal a few other spots from people who are not going to be present just to do some weird stuff. I want to do one show that's just all Weird Al polka covers, so that'll be fun. Up next is Strike the Box with Chris, and right now is an artist who always makes me feel terrible, but I love his music. Here we go with some Jonathan Richman.
The time of Louie Louie and Little Latin Loopy Lou. And I know we can't have those times back again, but we can have parties like there were then. We need more parties in the USA. We need more parties in the USA. Could there be block parties about which I don't. Staying home or not having fun or